This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Fat boy.
I'm waiting for the beat to drop. Come on, drop. Come on.
Drop it. Drop it like a thaw.
Charlie Crockett should join in with Trinity River.
Nerdy little river.
Trinity River. Paige needs to go to the club. I mean, really, you're in here dancing today? Yesterday you were doing that Axl Rose dance?
She's ready to throw that thing on somebody.
I think that full moon got her.
I love this song.
It's Scorpio season, by the way.
And if I was choreographing something, I would definitely make this hot.
What? Listen to that. You should be an Imagineer. Listen to her. If I was going to choreograph something, actor, director, choreographer.
Paige.
It's Paige.
The famous Paige WTPT.
Hardly.
All you have to do is, instead of trick or treat, you say, you know what?
That's a catchphrase.
Put candy in your pail.
You know what?
You know what? What are you supposed to be today? You know what? Oh, you're Paige from the radio.
I like Bishop Briggs.
What are you supposed to be? I'm Paige when she was a whore in that movie.
She got cut off.
That's what her.
Oh, that's my bio.
That's the bio. No, oh my God. The cruelty that you speak on yourself.
She was a whore in a movie.
It just happens to be that you've played two hookers in two consecutive movies. I just don't want you to get typecast. I think you should be a cop in the next movie to even it out a little bit.
I remember her scene from the one we got to play it one day because it's not dirty. Like, she don't cuss or nothing.
I scream really loud.
Yeah, she does in the other one, but you know, she's like kind of.
Speaking of that, Paige is doing the hung voice here in Facebook fussing, so adjust your radio speakers.
I'm sorry.
It'll be coming up here shortly.
The only voice I have, hung dude.
You better turn them down low.
Like, do you, and really, I had to, you know, I had to take that same seminar you did, so I don't want to ask you any questions that are
inappropriate. Okay, well, go ahead. I'm an open book.
I should go outside and call in and act like I'm a caller now, so you won't know it's me.
Oh, do you want to
do one of my various voices?
Okay. You can be
they all
unanimous.
Sound the same.
They do. Especially that you're foreigner.
I don't do a foreigner voice anymore.
You should talk about the band.
Oh. Well, I still do the tribute band sometimes. It's called Illegal.
Illegal.
Oh, who is this, though, for real?
Bishop Briggs.
Oh.
Well, the other song I wanted to play from her is Dirty, so I had
this
to cut that off.
Her name's Bishop?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of... I'll accept that.
I gotta.
What's up, Bish?
You know, not everything on the internet's like you should purvey it. I gotta stop watching the.
I can't. My internet provider thinks I live in Charlotte.
That instructional video was.
Anything is an instructional video on YouTube. Anything.
Did you look up what I said?
Yeah.
And it is.
Do you see what she was doing with the thing?
No. I can't see the arm right, from the cameras in front of it right now.
I think we've lost Fat Boy for the day.
I'm just like amazed.
There's no way that's... Do you have premium YouTube?
No, it was regular. Let me see if it's got the same... okay. Same search in the history.
We were in here talking about... Okay. I was telling Fat Boy about a product that... that I offer around Christmas time with my business. And he says, they should make those for women for other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something about breastfeeding.
What?
Oh,
no,
because
was...
those show up on Instagram. Like, I saw one the other day, it popped up in the feed. And I'm like, it's because I'm friends with Fat Boy. Why am I seeing this? I don't even know any pregnant women right now.
Why is the kid in the way?
The plague. And I was like, He said, yeah, they're on YouTube because it's informational. It's instructional. Anything is. I said, you look up what I just said, talking about women's grooming habits. And by God, there it is.
Yeah, look at it. That's not even the... Wait till she gets...
This is virtually pornographic.
Oh.
Like, she covers all angles. Watch this part. Okay.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
Look. You got
I mean,
it.
I like...
You have to prep the area, doctor.
What is she prepping it with?
Look at this.
Some kind of salad.
Oh,
oh Lord. You sure this ain't going to end up being a horror movie or she's going to end up being a dude?
No, she's...
You know how those are.
Like, I don't... Like, this is what I tried to do, essentially. And that's how I got a chunk missing out of my butt cheek.
You were...
Like, you see how she's posed right here?
God. And there's, after, at the end of it, there's humpteen. We're going to lose half our audience now because they're going to start searching these. Don't do it. It'll make you sick.
I had my leg up like that, but I had clippers, and then that just kind of fell.
Why would you not have asked? Because you have a major scarring on your left or right buttock.
I mean, hang
now
on
did
a second.
You?
You have to touch.
It was the right.
I have to do that with my hips sometimes. Yeah. I have to move my spine and notice.
Wouldn't
which
it be
one it
better
was.
For you in that situation to bend down a little bit,
or ask your wife for help?
Yes.
No,
or
nair
that sucker.
No, I wasn't going to ask her. If I had been down, I'm immediately going to fall. This is going to be a thing.
I was just thinking it could start off as foreplay.
Plus, me bending down, I ain't going to get
your
that far.
Your wife wouldn't help you with that?
I wouldn't ask her to. Hmm. That's embarrassing.
I mean, so shaving the crack, though.
Oh, my God. I don't think anybody's asked me for that.
I was trying to get... I thought you had to go, when you start at one spot, you go all the way around and like...
God!
Try to go up under and, you know, because...
You don't have low-hanging fruit.
He's
got to
lift and separate.
No, like, you got to...
What's he separating?
You're trying to do more than just the one area, right?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like prepping yourself for a porno film.
Yes.
What is your maintenance routine?
Manscaping.
Just the one spot.
Think of the best way to put this in family-friendly terms.
It's hard.
You know how you have hedges in near your home? Bushes, they call them?
Uh-huh.
Sure. And you know how they get... You don't want to ever let them get taller than the window.
What?
Oh, you could be all natural.
No, I... You know what? Let me tell you something. And I think I've said this on the show before. I tried that once or twice, maybe. Not with any, just with regular blade or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was not a pleasurable thing. I felt as though...
I didn't have enough for it to get overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm not like freaking Wolfman Jack down there. Like, or a Wolfman, I should say.
You don't know what it looks like down there, baby. It's like a big...
Covered in body hair or not. It sounded like he was, but I don't know.
The wolf mother loves a little hair everywhere.
Yeah, but why? But, how do you do it?
Well, like, you know...
You just fully go all around? You get them wax strips?
Like, you don't really... I don't need to do it as much.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is the rate of growth isn't as fast as other parts of hair.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you don't really have to...
I see what you're saying.
Like, if I wanted to really let it go, I feel like it would take months and months of before it became an issue.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, too. Some people, the tendrils are longer than the skendril, I guess you could say.
I wasn't saying that.
As I took it.
I just meant...
You don't want to cover it up.
Like, what do you call the area... Oh, what am I asking? What do you call the... On a regular-sized person... What do you call the area between the belly button and the top of the genital? Like, what?
That's the happy trail, right? Or is that if it's just hair?
Well, the happy trail is if you have hair.
Okay, so if you don't, though, then it's not that. I don't know. It's like the...
I just say, I'm saying that area. Like, I don't. You keep it below the belly button and stuff.
Yeah, but like you.
I don't shape it up or anything. I don't make it look like Playboy bunny or nothing. You want a Playgirl bunny?
And waxing makes it feel good because
See,
you don't
man
have
doing none of that.
You don't have stubble, and sometimes stubble on a guy I'd rather have it hairy.
Some estheticians were like, won't do it for a dude. Like, they just
I wouldn't.
Won't.
There's some women I wouldn't want to do it to.
I almost said something bad.
Why? I think I missed what you said. Like, you like a lot of hair, right?
I don't.
I'm going to say that stubble pricks you.
Oh, Lord.
Look at that.
Isn't that why we're here? All right.
It's a good way to put it.
So, yeah, that's on YouTube. Wow. My God.
But it's very intimate, you could say. I mean,
it was. It looked like it was filmed in a spa that might be VIP.
Plus, I appreciate the activity she was doing, you know, as far as the maintenance and self-care.
I can't imagine it's something a mother passes on to their daughter.
But she did it in a real kind of crude way.
Well, she was, Captain Jack in that stance. And, she just took that razor, like, freely, just, yeah. Check it out.
You should get a loofah beforehand.
We'll link it in the comments below.
Yeah, throw it on the side.
I don't think we will.
All right. We already told you Paige's Hung Voice is going to make an appearance today, as will one of my person, not that I perform, but one of my favorite characters that has been done on this show before. When we come back, Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube at The Rise Guys, the others, Instagram, X, the others, we'll get that on shortly thereafter because we can't go live on those anymore. But what am I talking about? Facebook fussing.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yeah! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, although anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. As always, I'll remind you, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Hello to everyone in the live chat.
Hi.
Hi.
It was Coach Johnson.
YouTube at The Rise Guys and then Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Coach Johnson.
There's got to be some kind of you and me and your Johnson. There's got to be some kind of, I don't want to just say comment below, but do. But don't just put menial dumb stuff.
No, just, you know. Contribute, I guess.
This algorithm just don't like us. It doesn't. Really? It feeds in weird. Nevertheless.
I'm trying to bury us, let's algorithm.
Let's get to what you came here for. Here's some funny Facebook arguing. Scene number one. Playing the role of Gertie will be Matt Mann. Playing the role of Annette Estetes will be Paige. And playing the role of Shooky Dudes will be Fat Boy. And action.
Well, I told y'all I would update you on this. It's Saturday, and I just got gas for the first time in 2 weeks.
Info too much?
Gertie, did you eat something spicy?
What? Mind-blown emoji.
Mind-blown emoji. Question mark? Question mark? You the one on here talking about farting.
Yes, I thought the same thing.
Peach emoji, blowing air emoji.
Oh, guys, good Lord above. Get your mind out of the gutter, Dookie Shoots.
Aye. What am I, chip liver?
Oh, hi, Annette Aesthetes.
What's up, bitch legs?
Cute. You still haven't learned how to cuss in our language yet.
First off, I believe you meant chopped liver. Secondly, Miss Gertie, you the one coming up here on Faceback talking about getting gas first time in 2 weeks, and then you say we dirty-minded. I'm waiting. Bump. Bump. Bump.
And grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Bumping comments doesn't work on Facebook. And wonderful. You cuss like a caveman, Annette, but know the musical stylings of R. Kelly word for word. Anyway, yes, I did that as an attention getter. But in fact, LOL, I'm talking about my new car. My PHEV.
Your what? Your PHIV. Your car named after an STD?
Your mind. Out of the gutter now. No, my car is a Hyundai Tucson plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. My PHEV. I just got gas for the first time in 2 weeks.
OMG. OMG. I'm freaking out right now.
I know, right? Pretty unbelievable.
No, not that. You know, once you see something, you can't unsee it.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I'm picking up what you're laying down, mi hermano.
What did you just call me?
Chill out. It means brother. Go on with your story, Shuki Dudes.
All right, scroll up then. You talking about your robot car, your PHIV.
It's PHEV. Okay, what am I looking for that you can't unsee?
Yeah. What are we looking for, ass lips?
Hold on, Annette STDs. We about to get to you, okay? Gertie, you still with me, girl? Okay, so I said up above there, your cyborg car name sound like STDs.
Yeah? Shuki Dudes, wait a minute. Are you on that Chiba Iba Iba again?
Lord woman, yes. But that's besides the point. You can't see it?
The farting emojis? The peach in the air? Shuki, what am I looking for? My boss is going to think I'm sick in here.
Why, are you taking a dump right now? S-wording and Facebooking? Gross, Gertie. But no. STDs. Annette STDs. I can't unsee this. Her name pronounced like an STD.
Shuki, come on, pal. Lay off, huh?
Like, do she has nieces and nephews as they call her aunt and Annette STDs? Sound like a stuttering person at the health department. Talk about it. And then STDs. Chirp, chirp, sounds. I'm dying.
You know what? How about I Uber over to where you at and shove your foot up my ass?
Hold on. Shuki, don't get down like that now.
Insane.
Hang on a second.
That was golden. That was so good.
And STDs.
That was good, man. Chirp, chirp sounds.
She says, shove my foot up your ass.
Well, she can't cuss good in English. Oh, my God. Oh. That was wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Scene number two. We're Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at the Rise Guys. We'll be on X and Instagram and the others shortly thereafter. Scene two. Playing the role of Cliff Hanger will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Willie Banger is Matt Man. And playing the role of Bernie Hudson is Paige. And skip one, didn't I?
Yep. There's one more.
Playing the role of Sharon Rods is also Paige. And action.
All right, so it's true. Me and Midge broke up. But I'm here to tell the truth before the rumor mill gets started.
Well, don't leave us waiting. I mean, why the hell did y'all break up for?
We broke up. Well, we broke up because, well, she swallowed more kids than that clown for Mitt, and I'm done with her.
Well, as long as it's all just you and, well, then it don't matter, you know?
Well, that's the problem. It wasn't all just me, LOL, sideways crying laughing emoji.
Well, damn. I hate it for y'all. That ain't cool.
Hell no, it ain't cool. Like I said, that's why we broke up.
Damn, I'd hate to be around from one of them burps, you know what I mean? Oh.
Yeah, hell, you ain't lying, though.
A quick question, though.
What?
Hey, what's the movie It? Like, it ain't that... If that's that, is that clown's name or what?
Damn, I never really thought about that, I guess.
It's based on a book.
Why the hell's the book called It? Like, IT, I mean, is that the clown's name?
I think the clown is It.
No way, man.
Yeah, the clown is It.
No, I don't know much in this world, but I know that clown's name's Pennywise.
Well, yeah, technically the clown is Pennywise.
Well, how's it technical, though?
Well, because the clown is just part of It.
I thought that big blanking alien blank at the end was It.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that ain't the damn clown then.
See, the clown is just how the big alien thing presents itself to the kids to lure them in so it can eat them like Cliff's ex-girlfriend.
Wait, the clown and the alien are the same person?
Man, I don't think it's a person.
Blank off. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. They're the same alien or creature or whatever, though.
Well, blank me running. I didn't know that.
Hey, Blank and Cliff.
Yeah, that's my sister you're talking about. Delete this damn blank right now.
Wait a minute. The clown is your sister?
Blank off. Shut the blank up. My sister ain't no Pennywise, the dancing damn clown. Mind your own damn business.
Oh, look, it's Midge's brother, a.k.a. the only one that swallowed more kids than her.
You just begging to get blanked up. Bet you won't open that mouth when you ain't behind a keyboard.
Oh, yeah, I bet your sister would open her mouth for something about the size of a damn keyboard.
Okay, it's done. You did it. You beg me to stop when I'm beating the hell out of your ass.
Yeah, I'm generally scared to open my mouth when you're around because, well, hell, I ain't sure what you're going to try to stick in it.
My fist.
You're going to rupture a spleen. Start with my fist.
Don't make me laugh.
My fist. If you won't shut the blank up.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Your fist in my mouth. It's a switch from what you're normally used to. A dude standing behind you, fish hooking both your face cheeks till you can't walk right anymore.
End scene.
I'm sorry, I broke character.
Broke character.
That's going to break like
Do you ever look at me in the camera? I'm over here like this sometimes.
He's corpsing.
I was corpsing. Call for the man. God bless.
Oh, my God.
Old Midge.
I wonder if that's the real name Midge or if it's like a...
No, we have to change the names to protect the innocent. We won't get to that part yet. But though... That real guy, that one lady's name is really Annette Estedes, but it reads as STDs. Has to suck. And an STDs. Let me remind you of this before we go. Kids, watch out for the apples with the razors inside.
They're coming back.
Soldiers, watch out for the hookers. Same thing.
Let's just stay away from fruit altogether.
And what you've heard is real. It's real Facebook arguments. They've been screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And, oh, in 3D. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss Sin.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Ah.
If you are a vapor, listen up. Because vapors just got a huge surprise payday thanks to a $3 million Juul lawsuit. So if you
not the singer.
No.
Juul. Two U's.
Mm-hmm.
Juul.
The makers of Juul e-cigarettes settled a class action lawsuit a while back and agreed to pay $300 million in damages for not being honest about how addictive and unsafe their product is.
Oh, Lord. Put that on everything that goes with chewing gum. It's addictive. Mm-hmm. It is. And it messes up your jaw, too. You got to go both sides with it.
So here's the deal. Not as easy.
Otherwise, you'll talk like Dick Tracy your whole life. Out of the side of your mouth.
And you'll give yourself cavities if it's not sugar-free.
I'll listen to you over there flossing like hell.
Payouts depend.
Flossy.
Flossy. I like to floss, though.
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo. I like to floss.
Too fat to floss.
I like to put Q-tips in my ears. I'm just weird. Okay, so payouts.
Over ears.
Can you floss?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get them on the sticks, though.
Oh.
That has a little piece on there, and that has a little... As Paige said, the word of the day, a little prick at the end of it to get there between the teeth. I have those. Yeah.
But I was talking about the dance.
I ended up, the other ones, I one time ended up screwing up and taking it as fishing line.
Oh, I wonder if it will. Might have a lower test.
I was making a joke. Didn't really hit, but nevertheless, I floss.
I'm glad.
Yeah. But only like once every other day. I don't do it daily. I know you're supposed to. I also don't drink milk.
You don't use a water pick either?
No.
I love that.
I got one. I just don't.
No.
It just makes your teeth really clean.
Yeah. Well, I like them a little clean, you know? Not
a little
fully.
Grindy. All right. So people, payouts depend on how.
Paige over there with a pressure washer in her mouth.
I do. I love that. Okay. payouts depend on how many vape pods you bought between the years of 2015 and 2022.
Oh, my
whether
God.
How would you know?
You could prove it or not, but a lot of people were ordering them online back then, so they still had the receipt. So if you don't, so you got to have a
Darren
paper
Poe, that's how you make some money right there now.
Those
charge people to come get their old receipts.
They were expensive.
Yeah, they were.
And I'd always see them laying around parking lots, mainly gas stations or wherever else.
What do you think? People ever see them and like, man, there's probably a couple drags left on that one. Oh, God.
Like, you plug it in and see if it still works, man.
Like, how you see, like, you ever seen a homeless go through, like, a, well, you don't really see anymore of the old public ashtrays. I would see them sometimes go through that and look for one that had a little.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a duck.
When I lived in Greer, as soon as you threw something out in the dumpster,
yeah,
they'd be right there with the carts trying to thumb through it, you know. Wow.
It's like being at one of those Goodwill bin things.
What could they find? Shoes.
One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Well, here's the thing. Anytime you're in a class action lawsuit and you're one of many, the payouts aren't as big as you think they should be, and sometimes only a few dollars.
They also send them on the side of a postcard, and the writing on it is almost written so small they don't want you to read it. Mm-mm. You ever get those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get settlement stuff.
I've only done two or three ever in my whole life.
Well, I do them all the time.
Yeah?
I got one the other day. I forgot what the settlement was. It was like one of these streamers. And you know, there's always an ad for, do you have this streaming service? You know, your data could be compromised.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I had it at one point. Let me fill it out. It was like $50.
Oh.
Hey.
That's cool.
I'll fill out whatever comes through.
He also got $15,000 from FEMA here recently.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
What's up?
I'm talking about Nick Brown.
All right. So.
Kidding again. Kidding again. I know no one has got FEMA money.
I think this announcement came
PP loan now.
A couple years ago he was saying this, but now he's talking about it for sure. Liam Neeson says he's retiring from action movies next year. He says at the end of 72.
Huh? Oh, wow.
Give me back my great-grandson.
He's been around a long time.
Your great-grandson's just been taken.
How did he? We got to pinpoint that resurgence. Because he made a lot of movies. He didn't do like anything for a little bit.
Oh.
But he became the guy. He became the action guy.
Yeah. And I always quote the Mel Gibson movie for him.
Yeah.
I always quote, Give Me Back My Son. That's not from Taken.
That's Ransom.
Yeah. Which is a great movie.
It really is good.
Liam adds, he says, I'm 72. It has to stop at some stage. You can't fool audiences. And I don't want my stunt double to be my fight scenes for me, you know that he wants to do the whole thing.
He's so good in that role.
He's so good.
I wish
even the one
earlier.
On ice that time was good. It's the same concept. He's trying to save someone, but he said ice road trucker or something. You ever see that? I don't know what it's called.
The last I'm kind of behind.
Frozen Taken.
The last one of his I saw is he's the bank robber, tries to turn himself in years later.
Oh.
And then the FBI try to kill him and his girlfriend.
So now he's taken a different direction. He did the Naked the remake of The Naked Gun with Pamela Anderson. And Pam says he's got the chops. Quote, it's hard to keep a straight face in scenes together.
When does that come out?
I don't know, but
they've been talking about it forever.
I want to see it, but it's going to be hard to, you know, you can't. There's only one Frank Drebin.
I know.
But he does have an action flick coming out, Absolution. It's going to be out November 1st, so that's coming up real soon. That's probably why he's talking about this stuff.
Oh, surely.
You know how they show the little, they'll show the reels from old Naked Guns, and they got the one where he's paying the guy for information, but they keep giving the money back and forth to each other.
he ends up paying the guy.
Yeah,
he's up paying him. Yeah, that stuff is so cool. You would think with the attention spans at an all-time low, according to whatever bullcrap propaganda, that people would get those more, because it's laugh after laugh after laugh over and over.
His delivery was
so great. Not deep
thinking,
it's just fun. I love him.
I'm going to tell you something.
I didn't like OJ being in them.
That you need to remember, and there's a reason for it. The three P's. Poo, pee, and paper. Repeat
that's
after
me. That's
how
we me. Roll. That's the name of our...
Gotta get that paper.
That's the name of our worst of city.
You talking about money? No, toilet.
Poo, pee, go and paper. Why,
what does that mean?
Why do you need to know this? Because Halloween's approaching, and people want you to know that candy wrappers aren't flushable.
Really? Why not?
Hey, wow, it is a week from today. Holy moly. Candy wrappers are not flushable.
Mm-hmm.
I completely flushed them before.
What if you ate it?
You will a little bit. Like, you're going to get a piece, like on the Starburst.
Or them peanut butter blackened orange candies.
Oh, yeah.
The ones I love, you hate. You've ate a little piece of paper on that. Also, if you've ever eaten a T-bone steak on a paper plate, you've had a little paper in your mouth. I know I have.
Laffy Taffy, you can't always get the wrapper off. You go eat some of that wrapper.
Candy girl.
Well, I mean, who eats candy in the toilet? I don't.
I can't eat on the
Candy's
toilet.
Candy's husband?
yeah, he knows. For fussing.
So there's an image online of a sewer being blocked by candy wrappers. And a wastewater official is reminding everyone that you can only flush the three. And that is poo, pee, and paper.
Hmm.
That is paper, though. It's a paper wrapper.
Oh, it's wax covered, I think is probably what it is. It
doesn't flush. Just
I got to hear it from Malden when it comes from the Malden doo-doo pond.
Right. Please. I think it is because it's the wax paper. Like one time I ate a candle one time, I couldn't pass it.
You ate a whole candle?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Whole thing.
Oh, what if you see stuff like floating up at the...
I was a matter lantern.
At the pond in Malden, like, ooh, there's a ring. Like somebody passed it and they couldn't get it, and like, ooh, there's like jewelry in here. Like
the wedding ring?
What if that's where the diamond goodness. From Titanic ended up? Just see it floating around.
Would you pick,
it wouldn't float, it'd be at the bottom.
Would you pick up a doo doo diamond?
Hell yeah.
Depends on how big it is.
I'd run water over the blood diamond, are you kidding?
I'd have to make sure it was a CC first. That's what they say in the biz.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd use your hands to go get it.
God.
Or LC, you don't want one of those either.
She's trying to hold me by my feet. While I'm waist up in the doo-doo pond, looking for her jury.
Yes.
You need to put on the snorkel and go down and do it.
The snorkel.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Do we know any P1s that work over at the doo-doo pond?
I'm not
the
doing that. I'm sorry.
We thank you for your
I've
service.
Done the poo thing
because
last
of you,
time.
You recycle our doo-doo water into drinkable water somehow. And
thank you.
That's
for your
that's quite the miracle. It's close to water to wine, if you ask me.
God, I hope that's an extra strong super filter.
They walk on water over there, literally. Who would want to get in? You know?
Not me.
somebody had to have fallen in, right?
Or just a prank, like the first week. Hey, Daryl, walk over there and check it out. And all of a sudden, some guy's wearing a Heely suit and just pushes him in the doo-doo pond.
That's the initiation.
Yeah, it should be.
Oh my
Hold
God.
Your breath. It's Keep mouth closed.
It's hell week at the doo-doo pond. We got another rookie.
Oh, if you survive, you got the job.
We're all pieces of ass around here.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
That's not true. Those guys are miracle workers. I don't know how that's done.
I don't either.
I would like to watch that, how it's made.
Order
Greenville Water. how it's made.
We walk out.
I sound like Shoogie Dudes now. For water, how it's made.
Rewa got to hook us up on that because we want to know.
For real. Yeah. Oh, we know people at Rewa.
Yeah, I want to go
I
see.
I would like to just take a tour.
Yeah.
You know, maybe nice make facilities. Some viral videos out there. Do you have a log flume? Who knows? We'll find out. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take us a little break here. God, I just realized you're playing. Hold on. Oh.
Look at Mad Beat now.
It's what Belle Biv DeVoe came from. Candy
Girl. Oh, you want to
give me
lost.
The initials.
N-E.
New Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nude, did you say?
That girl is poison. That was Belle Biv DeVoe.
Do you think they have a display toilet you can use?
No.
Like, you know, when you get your oil changed, they got the little model you can play with.
I bet they have the nicest toilet ever at that. You talking about on Malden Road?
Yeah.
I bet they have a beautiful toilet.
Sparkling
clean. If you've ever visited, text in 72341. Scale of 1 to 10. Flushes.
You could follow your you could follow it like you would like a star. Like that's your star up there. Like,
right.
Here's your contribution to the pond. I think I filled that sucker up a couple times over the years.
Sure you did.
Wouldn't that be interesting to know? Like you go in, they scan your retina and they're like, yeah, there's been about 24% of you here, buddy.
He's the one with a floater, so we can't.
The alarm goes off.
All right.
Arrest this man now.
Before this door slings open and we're told to cut it out, we're going to take a break and come back. 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.